Glenn tied at the perfect moment, I thought. But their timer didn't commit suicide at the perfect moment. Whoever commits suicide never commits suicide at the perfect moment. Whereas a so-called natural death always occurs at the perfect moment. Wertheimer had wanted to compete with Glenn, I thought, to show his sister, to pay her back for everything by hanging himself only 100 steps from her house. He bought himself a train ticket and hanged himself 100 steps in front of his sister's house. Wertheimer's calculation worked perfectly. He thrust his sister into a lifelong guilt complex through the means and place of his suicide, I thought. That calculation is just like Wertheimer, I thought. But in doing so, he made himself ridiculous, I thought. He had already left with the intention of hanging himself from a tree 100 steps from his sister's house, I thought. Suicide calculated well in advance, I thought. No spontaneous act of desperation. I've always thought one day I'll go to Wertheimer's funeral. Of course, I never knew when, only that it would happen. Even though I never voiced this thought, above all not in Wertheimer's presence, whereas he, Wertheimer, very often told me that he would go to my funeral one day. That's what I was thinking about while waiting for the innkeeper. He wanted to publish a book, but it never came to that. For he kept changing his manuscript, changing it so often and to such an extent that nothing was left of the manuscript. For the change in his manuscript was nothing other than the complete deletion of the manuscript, of which, finally, nothing remained except the title, The Loser. From now on, I have only the title, he said to me. It's better that way.